A forex dealer who only identifies himself only as John for safety reasons says since last week's shooting, the exchange rate of the South Sudan pound to the dollar has risen because of a shortage of US dollars in the market. He says traders are afraid to release more money because some believe Juba might witness more violence in the near future.
Today there is a little bit of an increase due to the incident that happened 2 days back. It led to an increase of the dollar rate in the forex. Because businessmen are scared of running their business because they fear to offend themselves and people are just constant at home. Money also has become scarce, so currently the life is a little bit hard.
Kajomba Derek deals in imports and sales of motorcycle parts in Juba. He says the dollar scarcity has prevented him from buying more spare parts.
This money, since the previous days, yesterday and today, there is no money in the market and very expensive. The money increased from 470,000 to 520,000 SSP per $100 in the market. It affects us so much because money is not there. I wanted to go and buy a few things in the market, but there is no way. The most important thing now is peace. When there is peace, all things will be well.
John says some plainclothes officers from the Criminal Investigative Department have been deployed in markets across Juba to watch over traders.
Since this incident happened, these CIDs, they do fluke to grab some money from the businessmen. You find that they will arrest you, that where are you taking this money? So businessmen are becoming scared to run their business in the city. You know, once if there is a breakdown, gunshot like that, it give them that courage. They said it is now their time to loot money from the businessmen. And in fact, this thing right now is ongoing.
Warren George runs a mobile money business in Monoki. He says Thursday shootout affected his business.
Some of my customers, few of them even ran that being given the services. Some ran with my money. I had to also come and follow them afterwards. I daily close at around 9:10. That day by 7, I was at home. So it affected. That day, I didn't gain as usual my business.
Akol Madwok, the head of economics department at the University of Juba, says conflicts have far-reaching impacts on economies across the globe.
We believe that whenever there is a war in any country, you find that the businesses will close down or, you know, they will be worried because you find that most of the foreigners will be seeking dollars in order for them to run outside the country. And the same to many South Sudanese will also be worried to run out of the country. My advice to the government is that they should try by all means to resolve conflict instead of creating conflict.
Several businesses were looted in Juba 2013 and 2016 when conflict erupted between the two rival forces of President Salva Kiir and his deputy Riek Machar. Since then, the dollar exchange rate continued to gain strength against the South Sudan pound in the backdrop of hyperinflation in the country. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.